Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on John 16. You heard me, John 16, not John 3:16, not John 5:16, John 16. And we're going to be talking about a really good friend of mine. You also know him. He actually lives within you. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, in specific, the Spirit of truth and hope that the Lord has sent down to be with us. So let's dive right in. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Amen. Awesome. Guys, I just want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. What a gift we have in the Holy Spirit. There is a speaker that I love to listen to. Her name's Melissa Heltzer. And she describes the Holy Spirit in this way. She describes the gift of the Holy Spirit as the crescendo of the cross. How beautiful and poetic is that? If you think about what a crescendo is, the crescendo in music is when you hit the highest point and then it comes back down. And that is exactly who the Holy Spirit is to us. He is the highest point of the cross. He is the crescendo of the cross. And he just comes down to be our helper. And today we hear Jesus in the reading tell to us, he tells to the apostles, he says, the Spirit of truth is coming and he will guide you. And friends, I just want to talk to you about who the Holy Spirit is. He is helper. He is friend. He came to cure your loneliness by his friendship. The Holy Spirit is on your side and he is your helper. And if you have a hard time believing that the Holy Spirit is dwelling and living within you to be your helper in every single day, I just want to read to you where the Holy Spirit shows up in scripture. Just listen and hear the Lord speak these things to you. In 2 Corinthians, he says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that is a truth for you today, that the Holy Spirit is your helper, and he wants to bring you freedom. From Romans 15, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Holy Spirit is your hope and your helper. And in John 14, it says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. He's speaking that to you right now. The Holy Spirit, the helper, is coming to you. Acts 4, it says, and when they prayed, the place which they gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The Holy Spirit is coming to fill you to speak with boldness in your place of influence. And in 1 Corinthians, for who knows a person's thoughts except for the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except for the Spirit of God. And Holy Spirit is the helper in your life. Do you know that today, that he searches the depths of God to reveal God more fully to you? Holy Spirit is your friend. He whispers the utterances of God to you. He speaks the truth of who you are from the Father's heart to you. Jesus is saying that exactly today in the scripture. He says, everything that the Father has is mine, right? He's saying that to us today. Everything that the Father has is mine. All the thoughts that the Father has about you, which are all good and beautiful and pleasing and never condemnation. The Holy Spirit finds those in the heart of Jesus and brings them back to you. How beautiful is it that we have a helper and a friend that reveals the heart of God to us. So today, friends, if you're feeling in a place of loneliness or that you're not close to God or you cannot hear God or that this journey is one to be walked alone, I just ask you to look to the Holy Spirit for help and say, it is my honor and my joy to accept the help of the Holy Spirit today. And Holy Spirit, would you search the depths of God's heart for me? And would you speak to me what the Father says about me? And I promise you, friends, this will change your life. Do this every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to be your friend and your helper, and take full advantage of the gift that is the Holy Spirit, the crescendo of the cross. And I promise you, you'll see your life transformed into the fullness of what God has in store for you. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on John 16, and my name is Sarah Noltner. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Bless you and have a wonderful day.